to make bread that's not baking powder or soda. You mentioned it a minute ago.
Yeast.
And then the inside part of an egg is called?
Yolk.
And what color would you say the yolk of the egg is?
Yellow.
If you cook the eggs in hot water, what would you call them?
Boiled eggs.
And if you crack them open and let them fall into hot water while it was boiling, they would be what? And sometimes they're special pan.
Poached.
What was that now, didn't he?
Poached.
Fat salt pork is called what?
Side meat, for one thing.
Is there anything else that's side meat? If you have is there any difference if it's leaner? Do you call it something?
Well, yes, they call it breakfast bacon now. There's a streak of lean in it, and the fat, I've heard it called sow belly.
I've heard it called that, too. When you cut the side of a hog, what did you call it? What did you call that piece?
The middling.
The side.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's because the midway between the hams and the shoulders.
And what kind of meat that you buy sliced and thin and eat with eggs? And
that's breakfast bacon.
And the outside of the bacon is called what?
The rind.
The kind of meat you buy and then slice thin to eat with your eggs. Well, we just mentioned that, but it's
hard to slice it as thin as they slice it.
That's true. That's true. What kind of meat comes in little links on a chain?
Sausage.
Who kills and sells the meat? Who kills the animal and sells meat?
Well, they slaughtered it at slaughter pens.
And then they call the man in the market that sells it. What do you call him?
The butcher.
If the meat has been kept too long, you say the meat's done what?
Rancid.
Or what else might you say?
Spoiled.
After you butcher a hog, what would you make with the meat from its head?
Well, we used to make what we call hog head mush, and then Mother used to make...
Is there anything else?
Yeah, well, I guess trying to think what we call it.
Our house
meat.
Have you ever heard of head cheese?
Yes.
Are head cheese and souse the same thing?
It might be flavored up different. I don't know.
What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver? Can you think of what that would be called?
Well, we called it liver. And we usually put a little of the meat from the hog head with it because it's too dry.
Did you ever make anything out of the hog blood?
No.
Have you ever heard of blood sausage or blood pudding?
I've heard of it, but we never use it.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese of a liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal and add some hog meat and cook it, and then later after it gets cold, slice it and fry it?
No.
Well, I think that, isn't that called scraffle?
Yes, there is.
But you never did fix it?
No, I never did fix it.
Suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, what would you say it's what?
Rancid, I guess, would be the word.
Thick sour cream that you keep on hand is called what?
Thick sour milk.
Cottage cheese?
Well, it might be, or there's another word too that they sometimes they let the milk...
Sour cream?
Have you ever heard of clabber?
Yeah, I used to like clabber.
Is there another word for clabber? Have you ever heard another word?
Well, we used to strain the whey out of it, and that's where we got cottage cheese.
But did you ever call the clabber anything else?
Not that I recall.
Curdled or anything? Or is that
no,
the same thing?
It could be because the clabber is...
Curdled milk.
Curdled sweet milk.
What do you do to milk the first thing after milk?
Cool the milk.
And then what do you do?
Well, we strained it first and then cooled it.
What's baked in a deep dish and is made of apples with a crust on top?
It must be apple pie.
But what kind is it? Does it? That, tell me how you do that.
Well, I just peel my apples and slice them and put sugar and maybe a little spice with them.